It's Marketplace Tech for January 22nd. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. The conversation about U.S. tech companies going abroad is often focused on so-called emerging markets, places where people are just getting online. Shenzhen in China or southern India, where there's already a buzzing hub of manufacturing or services. Well, let's not forget about Europe. News came this week that Apple is opening a training center in Naples, Italy. It'll be Europe's first facility of its kind. The purpose? Teaching developers how to make apps for devices running its mobile operating system. And for Apple, that could be really important far beyond Cupertino, says Tara Sinclair, chief economist for the job search engine Indeed.com.
Italy is a relatively inexpensive place. There's high youth unemployment there. There are lots of people who have the potential to become great developers. Apple can go in and find people who are interested and open to being trained.
The center will potentially add jobs to what Apple claims is a 1.4 million job ecosystem the company has helped create across Europe. CEO Tim Cook is reportedly visiting Italy today to present a detailed plan. Here in the U.S., the tech conversation is still about cars, at least in Detroit. The auto show wraps up this weekend. A study out from the University of Michigan this week, though, suggests that fewer people are getting driver's licenses as soon as they are eligible. Meanwhile, car makers are focused on bringing tech into vehicles, also pushing into the idea of car sharing. Susan Shaheen is professor of transportation engineering at the University of California, Berkeley, and she's been studying the long history of car sharing. Susan, do you think part of this is that young people just don't want to spend money on cars?
It is a large expenditure. And, you know, in the absence of having enough money to live independently, you know, having the luxury of owning a car that sits unused 23 out of 24 hours a day is something that I think a lot of younger people have started to move away from.
Can you compare what has happened in the past to what's happening now? Are there similar trends there? Are they different?
Well, sharing has been with us for a long time. In fact, the idea of ride sharing or carpooling came about in the 1940s in response to the war and a desire to save, you know, fuel, to save wear and tear on rubber for tires, believe it or not. But interestingly, the idea of carpooling has declined. What's new and different here with respect to the idea of shared rides is there's this whole new set of services available, including e-hail apps for taxis, that enable this type of getting in a vehicle, possibly splitting that ride and splitting that fare with someone else, that could be moving us back in the direction of having higher occupancy in vehicles.
Susan Shaheen is a professor of transportation engineering at the University of California, Berkeley. Susan, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
It's Friday. Today, my Silicon Valley guest is Marketplace's own reporter and resident space nerd, Kimberly Adams. Kimberly, you ready to try and stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I am so ready.
All right. 7.1 million jobs.
Maybe the jobs numbers that came out this week, but in the tech sector in particular, because it's Marketplace Tech?
This is actually the number of jobs that will supposedly be killed off in the next 5 years by developments in artificial intelligence and robotics. This is all according to a report by the World Economic Forum published this week.
Yes, so pretty much exactly the opposite of what I thought. Got it.
All right, what do you got from me?
More than 22 million digits.
The number of digits in the new prime number discovered this week.
Right, by University of Central Missouri computer science professor Curtis Cooper.
I like the idea of like discovering new numbers. That just is, there's something romantic about that to me. You know?
But if you get into like mathematical theory, it's not really a new number. It's just that our knowledge of its existence is new.
Oh, see, that's a whole nother level of mind blown right there, I feel. All right. 7,500 stores.
Walmart may be closing?
This is actually Starbucks stores. Will allow its coffee drinkers to discover the music that's playing via
Spotify.
Yes,
I do remember this story.
This new partnership. Do you feel like when you go into a Starbucks, you're like, oh, I must know this song?
That's happened to me once. I actually did buy a CD in a Starbucks once because I was listening to it. I was like, oh, and that tells you something that it was a CD that I bought in a Starbucks how long ago it was.
Okay, all right. What do you got?
Nine.
Nine what?
Bodies.
Nine bodies. Ooh, I don't know.
It's nine celestial bodies.
Oh, well played. This is this new planet that has potentially been discovered.
10 times the size of Earth, 20,000 years to orbit the sun. 10 to 20,000 years to orbit the sun.
Wow.
The best part about this is that the guy who killed Pluto is the
one the guy who discovered it. I know.
Right.
I know.
Right? But they actually haven't discovered the planet. They've run this mathematical modeling that says there should be a giant planet there, but they haven't actually seen it on the telescopes yet.
It's kind of cool, right? Again, it's sort of like the prime number. It's like it was always there. We just didn't know it existed.
I will be excitingly waiting for this news in my Star Trek snuggie.
Kimberly Adams, Marketplace reporter extraordinaire. Thank you for playing along.
Thanks for inviting me.
By the way, we talk often about how Twitter is becoming more like Facebook. Well, it's a two-way social media platform street, man. Facebook's new Facebook Stadium feature for its app helps users follow along with live sporting events, following play-by-play stuff, etc. Sounds a lot like Twitter. And as I often say, there's more from us at MarketplaceTech.org, but today I mean it for realsies. We have a big website redesign that is up and working today, so check it out. Let us know what you think. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.